Anonymous from London asks, what are the halachas regarding davening the Amida while on a journey? I know that one should sit down, but what about taking three steps backwards and forwards and bowing? First of all, depends how you're traveling. Obviously, if you're driving, you can't stand up. And if you can get to the place where you're going and still have time to daven, then you should not daven sitting down while you're traveling. You should wait till you get where you're going. If you are in a bus, a train, plane, where you could conceivably stand up, then it's better to stand up if that's possible. If it's impossible, and you will not get to the place where you're going in time to be able to daven properly, then you can daven sitting down. However, you should try to stand up for the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, so you can take the three steps forward and do all of the bowing that's necessary, and stand up for Modim and for Hatov Shimcha, where you have to bow, and stand up also for the end of Shmona Esrei, where you can take the three steps back. If all of that's impossible, it's impossible to stand up at all, like the situation I described where you are the driver of a car, and you will not be able to daven unless you daven sitting down while you're driving, then you sit down the entire time and you don't take three steps backwards and three steps forwards, and you don't bow either. It's brought down that in extreme situations, a person's davening on a horse, that he should make the horse take three steps back and three steps forward, or if you're in a wheelchair, you should wheel the chair back three steps and wheel it forward three steps.